Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Insurance claim and wondering exactly how to go about it. Stay tuned on next hour at 10 o'clock following the news. We're going to have Doug Cinceri, the host of All Things Legal. He has prosecuted thousands of insurance cases. He's got a lot of experience, and he's laid out a basic insurance claim 101 program, and you'll be interested to hear that. You can also call in or text us questions for Doug. It's 504-260-1870. But now we talk to the parish president of one of our hardest-hit parishes, Tangipahoa. Robbie Miller's the parish president. Robbie, thanks for joining us tonight.
Good evening, Don. I appreciate you letting us come on and talk about our parish to our citizens on your radio station. And it's greatly appreciated. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. I drove in from Mobile today, and there was still a lot of Louisiana license plates coming in. So I'm sure a lot of your residents are listening and wanting to get the all clear to come back home if they haven't done so yet. The most important thing, of course, is power. What can you tell us about electricity in Tangipahoa?
Well, it looks like total parish. We actually have three different providers. The majority, the biggest one is Entergy with probably 85%, maybe as high, a little bit higher than that of our population. Then we have a little bit with the Washington St. Tammany Co-op and a little bit with DEMCO. As a whole, I think we just crossed over the 55% of folks have power. We jumped over the halfway mark today. Looks like it's a little bit better. I was fortunate enough just earlier, the reason why I was a little late getting on the call is because the Coast Guard let us fly. They flew us over the whole parish at night to be able to take pictures and visualize who has lights and who doesn't. And it was actually more optimistic and a lot better than I thought, but there's still a whole lot of areas that do not have lights.
Yeah, we've got a ways to go, but like most parish presidents and myself, I'm amazed at how quickly they've gotten so many back powered up again. What about gas availability? Because if they don't have power, hopefully they've got a generator to get them through, the basics, get sleep at night with a little window air conditioner and maybe do a few things around the house, keep the food in the freezer and refrigerator cold. Stores, gas stations, are they in good operation there?
Generally, yes. It looks like you're passing by. I think the lines tell us how people feel about it and the availability. And for the most part, the stations are just kind of full. There's not lines anymore. There might even be a pump or two open. So it looks like our citizens feel a little more comfortable and not having to get in line every day. So that tells a good sign. I think the refineries are producing a little bit more. That's helpful. And then as our main quarters have power, all of the gas stations can get open and receive gasoline. So it's helpful. As far as the generators, we have a lot of, small generators all over. My wife, Donna, and I are living that way right now. So it's definitely, we definitely have to have gasoline every day.
As far as food, are the distributions centers set up for people that just absolutely can't get anywhere else?
Do you have some
grocery stores that are operating now? I know that they get short in supply. I stopped in one today, and the pickings were slim, but they do have some things.
Okay. Actually, both. We have, again, as those corridors are getting open, obviously a lot of grocery stores are on those corridors, the Walmart, Rouse's, Winn-Dixie, all the different stores we have throughout the parish. Most of the corridors that they're on do have power. so they're running pretty good. We have our local guys. The Bonings have four stores. They're all open. And actually, if you many of our the Rouses and the Bonings had generators for all their stores, so they were open pretty much the whole time. But so they're able to get more with the gasoline. We do have pod distribution sites out. The numbers of folks coming through, the line is there basically isn't any line anymore at the distribution sites with the National Guard. There's maybe cars, but one or two in line, and they're moving through, and then there's gaps. So it's dropped off dramatically. I think our citizens are starting to feel a little bit better. The biggest thing we need to do is get power. And look, I'll tell you, the biggest problem we have is we don't have enough FEMA representation. We need more people, more FEMA boots on the ground, talking to our people, getting them set up. I know the online works, but it's look, I came out of the technology business for 34 years before I was Tangible Parish, before I became president of the parish. And I went and signed up for the various programs, and it's cumbersome, and it's not as smooth as it could be. And we had that discussion with a couple of Garrett Graves, Congressman Graves, and Congressman Letlow today. And I was able to actually get on a phone call with Cedric Richmond today and talk to him and his staff. And it was same message. We need more FEMA on the ground, and we need easier, better way to register for the relief that's available.
Got it. If you would, Robbie, stay with me. We're going to take a quick break. When I come back, I want you to describe the old town sections of Ponchatoula and Hammond. I'm hearing some things. I've been looking social media. I've been watching the news, and for some reason I haven't seen any video or still pictures of what's going on in those old town areas, and I'm hearing from some people it's pretty devastated. And I'd love you to run down that for us, and also any messages you might have for the residents who are listening and waiting to come back, what you might have to say to them. We're talking with Robbie Miller, Parish President of Tangipahoa. We'll be right back after this. And welcome back to our continuing coverage of Hurricane Ida. We're in day 10, soon to be 11, and a little bit surprised, I think, most people in a quick recovery, although it can never be quick enough when you're out without electricity. We're talking with the parish president of Tangipahoa, where some probably 45 to 50% of their residents are still without electricity there. Robbie, as far as the old towns, Ponchatoula, Hammond,
yes,
two
sir.
Probably most populated areas, how bad is the situation there as far as the buildings?
Well, the actual buildings did pretty well as far as on the Highway 22, the main street in Ponchatoula, and Thomas and Morris in Hammond, Highway 190 in Hammond. The buildings did fairly well. All of those are lit up. They all have probably, if there's any building now, it's very it's localized. Pretty much the whole corridor is there and lit and doing well. The businesses are opening. I drove through just now coming home from the airport, and Hammond had it wasn't like a normal Thursday night, but there was a little bit of activity, so it looked pretty good. And then, but once you get away from the downtown where we had both cities had the big live oak trees and pine trees, some of the neighborhoods got beat up pretty bad. And although some of them are doing well, the entities been in both of those towns and really all over the parish, I've got to give them props. Them and their contractors are everywhere. But some of those streets took some real beating, so you'll see sections a few blocks here and there that are really bad. And you can see the trees are all, the poles, the lines, everything tied up into the trees where poles are broken off the ground. The transformers have been knocked down. So it's pretty, there's areas that are really, really bad. And there's other areas like nothing happened. Not that nothing happened, but it's been restored to look like you wouldn't even know if a storm went through a few days ago.
Right. Well, to wrap up here, Robbie, if you would, talk to the residents that may be listening and considering whether it's time for them to come home. What type of individuals would you say that the parish is suitable for, and what type of folks might not want to come this soon?
Right. If your home has power and you don't have any damage, it's fine to come home. There's plenty of services. You're in good shape. But if you need some assistance, you can't take the heat. You might not if you don't have a generator. If you don't have power, then I would try and find another, some place else to be more comfortable. But when you do come home and everybody's here now, big message right now is we have a ton Probably several hundred, even into the thousands of extra trucks between all of the service providers and the National Guard moving around. So rebuilding our parish. So please be patient as you go up and down the roads. Those trucks are blocking the roads. They're either one lane or sometimes the whole road, but they're getting us back electricity, getting us back telephone, getting us back cable vision, getting us back internet. So let those guys work. Be patient with them. Take a little extra time. Plan a little extra time for your trips because more than likely you're going to get stopped or have to take a new route for a little while.
Exactly. Robbie, I got about 30 seconds. Is there a curfew in place for Tangipahoa?
We have a curfew. It's getting a little harder to impose with the lights being on, but it's really for the places where it's dark because there's a lot of debris still on the road. The debris contractor's out picking up the debris, but there's a long way to go. So there's big logs on side of, right close to the side of the road. It's just dangerous, especially if there's no electricity on that road. So that's really the real reason for it. And we don't need anybody wandering around, poking around people's houses that are the lights are not on, and they might be home, they might not be home. It's just so we want to make sure those folks are staying off the street.
Understood, Robbie. Thank you for being with us and keep us up to date.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate it. We'll be right back with Doug Cinceri, host of All Things Legal on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.